It's the KGEZ Good Morning Show. Robin Mitchell and John Hendricks. And for the Bryce Wilson Show, we have none other than Bryce Wilson.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Thank you. Good morning.
Yeah. How are we doing?
We're doing good. How about you?
You know, I'm good. I'm really good today.
I understand that you may have a new assignment.
Yeah. So I'm going to be moving over and seeing and coordinating the work-based learning for the district.
Oh.
You know, we talked about those internships and getting those kids out is career development. It's outgrown what we're currently doing. And as you also know, that Pace Academy at Flathead, that's one of the things that we really want to have that person or a coordinator there.
Yeah.
And really with that, that's about our extent of what we had already. We're kind of to the max already for that person. And so we're going to try to grow it further throughout the whole district.
Now, I understand that we had to have 41 students sign up for that, and you've had considerably more than that?
We've had upwards of 100 express interest.
Wow.
So now we're trying to work through some stuff. Obviously, we're trying to work with OPI on a few things.
Yeah,
it seems like there's a few roadblocks going up. Yeah. But we'll work through it, and we'll have, you know, I think we'll settle in that 60 to 80 range. Which is going to be exciting, and I think it's going to be exciting for those kids to be able to take those, really the core classes, and be able to go through some of them faster than they maybe have in the past, and that competency-based learning where, hey, if you're competent at this skill, we're going to move you on to that next unit.
And John, we had somebody in the other day who mentioned the high number of kids that are going into Flathead Valley Community College with 2 years of college credit already.
Yeah,
when they graduate from high school.
Yeah, we have several kids that are doing that as well. And again, you know, the IB curriculum is amazing for those high-end kids. And for the average kid that just takes an IB class, you have some great writing skills by taking those classes.
And you can apply them right away. You don't have to wait till you're a freshman in college.
That's right. So yes, my job has officially been posted, and we'll have a new athletic director at Flathead High School for next year. Yeah. And that will be exciting. I think that's exciting for a lot of reasons. Just, you know, I'm getting a little slower moving. And so somebody will have a little quicker step, and that'll be awesome.
Somebody else can schedule those bus drivers, huh?
Yeah, you know, it's buses. I won't tell that to the new one, is that they have those challenges at the moment.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's a lot of scheduling that goes on and a lot of organizational skills that go on. But we'll find the right person.
Well, the things that we never see are the things you and your staff do to set up, for example, the course out at Rebecca Farm. That's not something that happens in a couple of hours.
No, you know, that's actually funny because today I was out actually at the bus complex, and we have a trailer out there. And the last time we used it was at Rebecca Farm. Mm-hmm. Well, now we use it also at the finish line of track. But, you know, as you open that, you know, it's like, oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that got thrown in here that, you know, you got to resort. And, you know, and it's only once a year that you kind of do these things and you go, wow, there's a lot to, you know. And I just, as I thought, no, I really have to mentor that next person of, hey, we have all this stuff. It's just, it's about three different places in the district. Because at Flathead, you know, that's the one challenge at Flathead. All outside activities aren't on site. That's not normal for most high schools.
Yeah.
You're all on one site. Glacier High School has everything but tennis on site.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so you have a storage facility and you put everything there in that storage facility. We have trailers that we move to different sites, and might we have this particular trailer, we use it for track and for cross country and for softball we've used it for.
Well, even getting to Legends, you got to go off campus.
Right. Yeah. And now it's even more of a challenge for everybody coming in next Tuesday for the Kalispell time trials. They're only going to be able to come in on that north side. And we have a bus drop off and pickup area now. Mm-hmm. And then they'll have to go park down by that one parking lot on, I think, 17th Avenue or Street and down there. And so, that's, you know, there's just a lot of logistics yeah. at Flathead that you don't necessarily have at other mm-hmm, high schools sure. throughout America. But yeah. That's what also makes, you know, Flathead special.
Yeah, that's right.
So
yeah, we're landlocked right there where we are.
Yeah.
And I don't think there's another square foot of land that you can take.
Not much. You know, there's been a few that were for sale here and there. And we had one buy sale that probably 5 years ago now that we were hoping, and then what happened? Well, the building costs went up so great, that person and that organization wasn't able to move and rebuild. Mm-hmm. So they said, oh, we're going to stay. So anyway, you know, there's been a few of those, yeah. but yeah, it's pretty landlocked and locked in what mm-hmm. we've got. But yeah, I'm excited. There's a few people that have reached out to me that have, with interest, and I'm excited if they are, if they apply, mm-hmm. it'll be good.
So back to the work-based learning,
yes.
the PACE Academy.
Yes.
How are you going to schedule 60 to 80 kids through that whole program?
So what we have tentatively figured out is a three-period schedule that you'll actually be able to take five classes through those three periods. So you could get almost double the credit mm-hmm. and be able to get that done your sophomore year, so that then it opens up time to take these internships your junior and senior year.
Okay, so they will be off campus?
No, the PACE Academy will be at Flathead.
No, but I mean the internships.
A lot of them, yeah. Unless they want to follow the AD around, you know. I had a few people say, hey, I'll be your intern. So maybe that's what I'll get a few kids to help be the school-based learning director's intern.
It's just hard for me to understand how you're going to schedule all that with first of all, with all those kids, and secondly, you know, you only have so many hours in a day.
Yeah, so to try to get, I mean, I don't want to get too in-depth, but I'll try to break it down what it looks like. So if you had it, we'll just use first, second, and third. I don't think those are the periods we're going to use, but well, that's what we'll say. And maybe Monday you have class A, class B, and class C through the, and then on Tuesday you switch it up and you say, well, we're going to have class D, E, and F. So now so you're not meeting every day, but you might have an assignment every day. Or if you can, you know, and so then on Wednesday, maybe it's every class is half time. So you go and on that first period, now you have class A for half the period, class D for half the period. And, you know, kind of breaking it up. So a lot of the work that you're doing isn't going to be in class. It's going to be out of class.
Study hall.
So you'll probably won't be assigned to the study hall necessarily. You would be I don't want to say it, independent learning time, but it will be mm-hmm. where you have time to work on it.
Okay.
And right. I mean, I guess, you know, in the old school
terminology, study hall. That sounds like the semester system in college.
Yeah. I mean, I think that we're looking at some of that is kind mm-hmm. of a semester system. You'll probably meet three times a week in each class instead of five. And then you'll have to do some work outside of class at night or during study hall.
Okay. Now, students that get involved with this school within a school, are they entirely in that school within a school, or do they take classes in both schools?
Great question. And they will take classes in both.
Oh, okay.
And mainly because we can't replicate all of the electives.
Right.
And offsite at another place. Mm-hmm. Okay. So to be able to get all their electives, we still have them on campus for those things.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah. And, but it will free up if they can get a few more credits their sophomore and junior year, it will free them up for bigger internships.
Okay.
And, you know, more opportunities down the line.
Will the internships be in the senior year?
Not necessarily. I think we've had them in their junior and senior year. Yeah. That's some of the details I've got to get better at. I'm just really, you know, coming onto that very slowly right now, because I've got, first home softball games today and some of those things that I've got to close up the year strong with activities, obviously. And that's my first priority. And my second priority is learning a new job.
You've got the summer to do that.
Yeah, and I'm going to do a lot of reading on some different things, and I'm excited. We're actually going to go down to Cedar City. They have what they call a launch academy down there, and they have some time where they structure some classes just like our PACE Academy. Mm-hmm. And so we want to, we're going to take five other staff members down there and we're going to look at that. I'm taking the current work-based learning coordinator. Mm-hmm. He's coming down with me. I joke with him now that you get to teach me how to do your job. And, you know, but we are trying to upscale it. That's the one thing, is it's not status quo. We want to bring it up to, well, you know, we really want to bring it up to the level of where every kid has a chance to do a career, you know, mm-hmm. exploration yeah. while they're in high school.
One thing that Randy Klein told us in his exit interview, there's one thing that we will have through, we will have the program this fall. And he said, well, we will get through all of the extra hurdles we've got to go
yeah.
through.
Yeah, and, we will. You know, and right now, just the we just actually need a school number is what I was talking to. I was talking to one of our APs before I came over, and he said the challenge right now is we know how we want to schedule it, but we can't create it in our system yet because we don't have a number for that school. And so once we get that number, we'll be able to put it in. And it's actually, I mean, it's a challenge because in our software, it literally will have two split. You'll be in both schools to some mm-hmm. extent because you can't split it and keep them in the same school. It, you know, yeah. It's, yeah,
we're kind of getting into the weeds here.
But yeah, we are, but it's a challenge, and our AP's all over it. He's mm-hmm. got a great idea, great concept. I'm very proud of to just, when I listened to him, I was like, man, that's a great, great idea. He's got a very good concept of how it's going to look.
Wow.
We talked to Elsie Arnson the other day, and she said, or there's a quote, that it's going to happen this fall. It's just the machinations that everybody's going through right now.
You okay, know? Yeah.
Yeah. Let's move on to some of the things you're facing right now.
Well, you know, some of the things that were coming up, is something I wanted to highlight is April 10th. We have ACT testing, which is our uh-huh. state testing for juniors. Mm-hmm. And we're all going to, at Flathead, we're going to bring all juniors in on that day, which makes sense.
Yeah.
But what we're going to do is we're going to take the 9th, 10th, and 12th graders and say, you're going to be a remote work day. So you can stay home. We're going to have assignments. Teachers are going to still be in their classes, and they're going to be giving assignments, and we're going to work through that like it's a normal day. But mm-hmm. You'll be home. All teachers will be on site. All juniors will be on site. And here's the reason why, is it's now an electronic test. And so the challenge is bandwidth in an entire building.
Oh my gosh, yes.
To have 300-400 kids all on the internet at once taking a test that requires a certain amount of bandwidth. Mm-hmm. And having one, you can't have it in one area anymore because there's so many people taking it at once, it would crash the internet in that part of the school. So we're spreading them out throughout the school. We're using our computer labs. We have Chrome devices that we can put in different rooms and places to set up. So we'll be able to take and have 400 kids take it all at once. And we'll have obviously some makeups. But what we had to do last year is kind of had it over like a week, because we could only bring in, you know, 70 yeah. kids at a time, mm-hmm. or else we were afraid we were going to crash the internet because everybody else was using the internet as well. Sure. So that's a big change.
Now, these are the college ACTs?
So it is, but it's the state test. So okay. every junior has to take it, whether they're going to college or not.
Oh,
now, if okay. you retake it, you can take it on paper, which doesn't make sense, but that's yeah. how it's done. Right now, the state test is on the line computer. So we'll all take it on the 10th.
Okay.
Phew. So, yeah, that's a big one. Prom, Saturday.
Mm. The fun stuff.
That's going to be at the Canvas Church for Flathead High School. Mm-hmm. People go, well, why don't you guys do it at the school? We used to, you know, and I'll credit to our principal, Ms. Payne. She's one that kind of about 10 years ago said, hey, let's go look at some other venues. Mm-hmm. And we found some really fun ones. We did it at Gardner Auction, and we had like a 50s dance. Mm-hmm. So they had old cars they brought in, yeah. and what a fun time that was. And we've done it at, I think, the Double Diamond Ranch. And they have a great mm-hmm. venue out there. It's a wedding venue for most part, but we've also had a prom out there. So we're going to go to Canvas Church and have it up there. And again, just a different venue. Kids really step up, and it's just nice to have a place that's, you know, you're not just going to the school for the dance. So we're excited about that. So that's going to happen this Saturday. You have to be a junior or senior, or else be invited by a junior or senior to that, to go to that dance, and a Flathead student or a LEC student. So blood drive next week as well. That's April 11th. So that's on a Thursday. So that's all the things coming up. One's the fun stuff that's happened this week. Really, this is the first week we're really back. We're into activities big time. And track, we had Tuesday down in Missoula. They didn't score the meet, but had they scored the meet, Flathead would have won on the boys and girls side. Several of our athletes did so well, they qualified for state already, John. And that's fantastic to see the amount of growth that some of our kids have had. They're going to go to Great Falls tomorrow. It's going to be a little colder over there, so I don't know if we'll get the same times that we did down there in Missoula, but it's exciting to see. I was talking to Coach Hodge. He talked about the fact that our 4x100 relay team, the first meet of the year, he said it's the second fastest time a Flathead relay team of the 4x100 had ever run.
Really?
Meet one right off the bat. And I think, you know, the four that ran it, he said there were two alternates. Okay. So I don't know. The two that didn't run, they better make sure they're got their fast spikes on, because they might just got passed up by two alternates. So that's exciting news. And I think the 4x400 team's going to do a great job. You know, I saw that Ben Bliven, he's a junior. He won the 100, so he probably was part of that 4x100 as well. Mm-hmm. So just some great stuff there. The girls, on the girls' side, we had some great winners as well. I told you they won the meet as well. If that had been scored, they didn't score it down there. But, you know, I know Olivia Reinhart has been working hard all winter and doing some stuff, and she's been all the way out to Washington and running in some events out there. So she's just being a great competitor as well, and she's a junior, and she's going to continue to do some good stuff this year. Right. So track is heading up. Tennis, we played Saturday. We actually played Helena up here. With the weather, it's going to be interesting if we get everything in this week. But, it, you know, they're gearing up. And Travis Catron is our coach and has just done an amazing job of continually building that program up. And so I'm excited about that. And then if you followed the news, the Brave Vets went up to Libby and they 10-runned the Libby Loggers in softball. Mm-hmm. And new coach Brittany Williams is just dialed in. It's been great to see her working with those kids. They have a home against Eureka tonight. We're hoping that the rain is not holding off. I was expecting a little bit more rain now, but hopefully it stays about like it is now, and we're going to get those games in tonight at 3:30 and 5:30.
All right. Well, Bryce, congratulations on your new position, and it's going to be taking some different mental muscles than you're used to.
It is, and I'm excited about that, actually. I was talking to one of my sons last night, and it's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to that challenge, and it'll be a little different, and that's good.
Well, you're out blazing a trail again.
Well, we'll try.
Okay. Bryce Wilson, thanks so much.